What's going on, fam, and welcome back to the podcast with your host, the Alex Duenas, on the Alex Duenas Podcast. First and foremost, I just want to say hi to all new listeners. I've been getting a lot of new people coming through here, especially from like TikTok, some from Instagram, mainly TikTok. So if you came from TikTok, shout out to you guys. I appreciate you watching my lives. I appreciate you following me, and I appreciate the support, honestly. So I'm just here, enjoy, and let me give you guys some motivation for the day. It's currently Friday. Just got done doing a good nice arm workout. You know, as I'm sitting there, or as I'm like working out, I'm thinking to myself, man, it's the way you were able to look yourself in the mirror and how you think about yourself dictates a lot about your life. Like, if I look at myself and I see what I want to see and I'm proud of what I see, it encourages me to keep pushing forward. If I don't like what I see, there's times where that's happened to me, guys. Let me put it this way, okay? I do not have the best calves in the world, okay? My calves were one of my most insecure spots that I've ever had, all right? I wear high socks to cover them. Even till this day, I'm very insecure about my calves. But you know what I do that makes me feel secure about them is that I work them out, okay? Like, to me, as I keep working my calves out, they grow centimeter by centimeter by centimeter. So they're not perfect, okay? But, you know, I do my best, literally my best, to not make excuses and to work my calves. Have I made excuses in the past? Abso-fucking-lutely. I haven't fucking hit them as much as I could. And I always tell myself, if someone came up to me and they're like, yo, what part am I? And I said, and they ask me, well, what body part do you want to grow? My calves. And they'd be like, oh, like, why aren't they growing? And if I told them, oh, because they just don't grow, I'd be a lying sack of potatoes. Okay? Why? Because ultimately, like, I don't hit them as much as I hit everything else. And it's that one body part that I don't always like to hit because I feel like I don't see the results, right? Does that sound familiar? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a body part of yours that you want to hit. Might be abs. For most people, it's fucking abs, right? It might be stomach. You're not seeing any results. Like, what's the point of hitting it? Let me just do legs. Let me just do arms. But truthfully, like, if that's the one area that if it changed, you would feel spectacular. You'd feel so much better. It's the area that you must focus on the most. You see, we all have weaknesses. All of us. We all have insecurities. We all have a weakness. But we predicate so much on our fucking, I hope I use the word right, predicate on our strengths, because our strengths feel so good. Our strengths make us feel better about our fucking weaknesses, right? But let me tell you this, it is not going to give you as much satisfaction as working on your weaknesses. Because if we were to be honest, like me personally, if someone told me, look, I have one of my clients, Josiah, he's a buddy of mine now. He has these massive calves. I'm telling you, this boy wakes up and they're fucking the size of watermelons. I'm like, goddamn, beautiful calves. You know, and I admire that. I'm like, damn, he's got some beautiful calves. And I'm like, bro, like, I would love to have calves like that, you know? And so it's funny because sometimes we'd want to have what other people have. It's fucking life, you know? But, you know, if I woke up and I got the calves that I wanted to, not magically, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I would be ecstatic. I'm like, okay, cool, I have a six-pack, but, man, the calves, man. Yes, finally. Maybe for you, it's like you finally got those glutes you wanted, or maybe you finally got the arms you wanted, or the six-pack, the flat stomach, the small waist, the hourglass shape. You finally got it. And how much more excited and like proud of yourself you'd be if you woke up with that body part that you really want to change the way you want it, waking up looking like the way you wanted to look. Insane, right? You're like, oh my God, life. What can I not do? What can I not wear? Shit, I would wear Converse all day. I'd wear shorts all day. I'd be like, check out my fucking calves, bitches, right? Because I'd be so proud of them. You see, if you look at it that way, then you know your answers to what you need to work on. That is going to make the most drastic change in your life at this moment. Working on the things that you know you really want. Another example for me, like career-wise, business-wise. I had my gym and I was personal training, but I really wanted to go online. I really wanted to take my business online. But I was trying to do that for like 3 years and I couldn't, man. I didn't know how to. And ultimately, what it was, I didn't know how to really do sales. I didn't know how to, like, do that over the phone. I would normally just train people. They would like it. They would take it. They'd come on board. Phenomenal. That's all I ever knew. Until, like, I finally got help. And I finally really, really, like, I paid someone a good amount of money for them to coach me through it and teach me. And now this year alone, like, I've gotten so many more online clients. I sold my gym, but I had to go all in. So check this out. Like my online business, I've always tried to do online business, but I was always half-assed, one foot in, one foot out. It wasn't until I sold my gym, because I had my gym. I'm like, I could, in the back of my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm a personal trainer. I can just train people in person. I had my gym. But it wasn't until I sold my gym, we call it burning the boats. I sold my gym. I had nowhere to train clients that I had to, even though I could train people on FaceTime. I was like, no, I'm tired of training my time for that. And it's not that I didn't want to train people. I'm like, it's just not the only way to do it. There's another way to do it. There's a better way to do it. And ultimately, once I hired these people and had a coach, and he coached me through it, he taught me more about coaching versus selling. He's like, bro, fuck selling, coach them, man. And I dedicated more time into becoming a better coach, a better speaker by listening to another great coach who speaks very well. And it transformed the game for me. My weakness was talking to people every single day with more people, random people, starting conversations. And so that changed my life. It's changed my life dramatically in the past 3-4 months. Nuts. And again, whatever your weakness is, whatever it is, that is where the life you really ultimately want to be living at this moment is. That's right there. So you have to really think, what am I avoiding? What am I not confronting? What do I not feel that I'm really good at and I keep putting it to the side? I'm trying to think, for like, it's hard for me to think about regular jobs because I don't have a regular job. For me, it was business. For me, it was talking to new customers. Help, and now I have a great amount, like a chunk of clients, and they're all doing great, and I'm so happy I was able to transition. Like, they're doing better than my in-person clients ever did because of the coach that I've had to become. So understand your next level, right? You either have to learn more and practice this thing that you're not that good at, right? For me, it was like talking to people. Like, it's not that I'm not bad at talking to people. I'm not good at talking to people, but I just had to learn to talk to people online and get them to like trust me enough to get on a coaching call with me. And then from there, I'd be able to have a great conversation with them to the point where they wanted to work with me. And it worked out for the both of us. And I'm like, wow. And like, I couldn't have done that without a good help of a good coach. And I'm telling you, like, I struggled for so many like months on end, months and months. And I sit there, I'm like, it's not working, it's not working, it's not working. Fuck this, fuck this. And I just go back to doing what I used to be doing. And then what ends up happening is I just end up being unhappy with what I was doing because that's not what I want to be doing. So it's a vicious cycle until you really, really ultimately get help, the help you fucking need, you know? So understand. The things you keep avoiding are the things that are literally going to help you get to the next level of life. Because what you've been doing with your strengths has gotten you to where you are now, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. You're like, where you are now is phenomenal. Like, if you look back, yes, you've come a long way, da-da-da-da-da-da. But the truth of the matter is this, you want to go to the next level. It's not until you make those weaknesses stronger. Mine were my calves, and my calves are getting better. Right? Like, I've laid off my quads. Sometimes you have to lay off your strong suit and work on your weaknesses. So I used to do quads like a mother father. Quads, squats and leg extensions, lunges, all these things. My quads were massive and my calves were still small. I was focusing on the wrong thing. I was focusing on my strengths. So then I do some leg extensions, a leg press, and that's all I do for quads. And then I line leg curls. I just curl my legs, line leg curls for the hamstrings, and sometimes stiff leg deadlifts. That's it. Like, very... like RDLs, all right, remaining deadlifts. And that's it for my quads and hamstrings. And then I'm just calves 5 days a week now, 5 days a week. And sometimes I'll go at home and I'll do like 100 calf raises. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm fucking making these calves grow. Because once you realize and you see the results of the thing that you've been avoiding, you feel so excited again. You start dropping some body fat. You start seeing your stomach get leaner and leaner and leaner. You get so excited. Like, you'll wear crop tops. You'll show off your belly button. Seriously, or you show off your six pack. Seriously, think about that, you know? So either find information on how to make it better. Someone's already solved your problem. Remember that. There's someone out there who already solved your problem. Look at it and start working on weaknesses. And it's okay if you suck at it. Because if you don't work on it, you're not going to get any better. All right? I appreciate you. And if you're looking for coaching, if you want some coaching, one-on-one, you want to join my team, I got a few slots left. I'm literally getting booked, and I love it, you know? I love it. But if I have a few slots left, if you want to join them or you want to talk more about a coaching call, hit me up on Instagram, The Alex Duenas, or hit me up on TikTok, The Alex Duenas, and we can get you fucking a consultation with me. And we can sit down and go over the shit. All right, much love. Appreciate you. Have a great day.